the Charlotte area would be perfect for the new planes, as would the Charleston, St. Louis, and Seattle areas. We'll get to those in a minute. But this part of North Carolina already has a small aerospace hub and companies that supply Boeing. Machines hum at Cyril Bath in Monroe. Company Vice President Mike Zimmer points to them.
They are producing Boeing 787 airframe parts.
And when they start beeping...
That's just the sound of a part being completed that's ready to be taken off the machine.
Cyril Bath has a patented way of heating and stretching titanium for key parts of the Boeing 787 Dreamliner. Zimmer says his company gets about half its business from Boeing. And if the aerospace giant decided to build its new 777X airplanes nearby...
It would have a tremendously good impact for us and the community. We know from other companies that have moved into geographical areas, it brings a lot of other business in to support that.
And this is an aviation hub. Right down the road from Cyril Bath are a handful of other aerospace companies, and the local economic development office is in Monroe's small airport. Chris Platte is its executive director.
There's a lot of areas that have aerospace, but to have one community with the cluster that we've developed, to have 18 companies, that's the highest concentration in either Carolinas.
That's in regard to the number of companies, not employees. Anyway, Platte argues this area would work for Boeing. It has the companies, the workforce, and the land and rail connections Boeing needs at the Charlotte airport. But there's that one place in South Carolina that also meets that criteria, not to mention...
We build airplanes and we build them well.
That's Governor Nikki Haley at Boeing's plant in North Charleston, where the company puts the 787 Dreamliner together. Boeing already has more than 6,000 employees there since opening 2.5 years ago. By some estimates, the 777X plant could employ more than 8,000. Director of the Charleston County Aviation Authority, Paul Campbell, says Charleston is really the best spot for it.
We have a lot of good things going for us in South Carolina. We have a port, we have an airstrip that's long enough. We've got, you know, rail access. We've got a lot of good things going at the present site that they have today.
South Carolina paid up to get the Dreamliner facility. Boeing received state and local incentives totaling $470 million. And some states are lining up to throw more money at Boeing to get the 777X facility.
This is a huge transformational project, and we are going to compete to win this for the show-me state.
Missouri Governor Jay Nixon called a special session to pass up to $1.7 billion worth of incentives for Boeing if it realizes that St. Louis, after all, is the best place for the new planes. Alabama, Utah, and California are also in the mix. Even economic development leaders in Wisconsin, who say Boeing didn't ask them to make a bid, are making one anyway. But members of the union that built the original 777 in the Seattle area say, okay, for real this time, this is the perfect place for the new planes.
We've argued all along that the only really logical place for Boeing to put the 777X is here in Washington State.
That's Machinist Union spokesman Brian Corliss. The union and Boeing agree that the plan used to be to build the 777X in Washington. The state legislature even passed an $8.7 billion incentive package to lock it up. But the deal fell apart when the union rejected Boeing's contract offer.
Boeing was proposing to freeze our pensions. Freeze the pension for existing workers and eliminate it for new employees.
Corliss says the union and Boeing just started meeting again this week, but it's too early to talk about new negotiations. Adam Pilarski of Avitas Consulting Company says it's a classic game of chicken. And he says many aerospace analysts agree it would make the most sense for Boeing to build the new plane where it built the old one in Washington.
But many things that on paper make sense don't happen. Aviation is full of people with egos at 40,000 feet, and irrational behaviors prevail.
You hear that, North Carolina? And South Carolina, Missouri, Alabama, California, Utah, and everywhere else? There's a chance. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.